start from verse 19. Go ahead.
And are confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonored thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. For circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for his circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter of circumcision dost transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.
Amen. Last week, if you remember, we learned as chapter 2 talks about the judgment, and various judgment. Because some people comes to you and say, okay, if somebody never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and they were in African jungle or in some other place and they never heard about Jesus Christ, how God is going to judge them? And we learn God judges according to your conscience. God has given each and everyone conscience and he will judge them accordingly. If somebody has the law, they will judge according to the law. If somebody doesn't have a law, they will judge according to conscience. If somebody heard the gospel, they will be judged according to the gospel. Not a single man can stand in front of God in the judgment day and will say, I never heard about Jesus Christ. He will say, didn't I give you the conscience in your heart to know good and evil? And so according to that, God is going to judge. And now we're coming to the chapter 2, verse 19. He says, let's read the verse 19 now.
And are confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law.
Okay, now he says, nobody can find fault in God. God can give the knowledge to the babes, to the adults, to the old. He knows how to talk to you because he knows your situation. He knows your weaknesses. He knows what you need. Our God is the one who teaches us everything. He says, instructor to the foolish. Now, last week we learned who is a fool. The fool who says there is no God. But the God can even to teach a foolish lesson, there is a God. And we learned last week that, and week before, how God talks to people, he talks with the nature. All the nature he's created, visible and invisible, talks about God. And the last days we learned that he talks with us with his son. And now he talks with his children, we are his witnesses. So, there is not a single man can say, I don't know God, I don't know anything about God, because everyone knows about God. But willingly, they deny God. Knowingly, they don't want to know about God. But the God knows everything, and he can reveal himself to the people. Now, he gave the law to the Moses. Now, when he gave the law, that time the Gentiles doing certain things and the Jewish people start doing the things according to the law. Before that, they do not know what the cleanness is and what uncleanness is. They didn't know which animal you eat does damage to you and which animal you eat and give health to you. They didn't know. Then God says, okay, now I'll tell you, this is clean, this is unclean. Now, if somebody has issue of blood, don't touch them. If you have a dirty hands, wash your hands before you can do anything. So these things, people didn't know. Some of the doctors, before, they were doing surgery without washing hands. They were doing somebody open surgery without knowing that if some sick person is around. And many people were dying. When somebody came to the Bible and started saying, you should stay away from the germs. And when they start observing the Jewish law, many people start getting healed and got better. Today is the same thing. God sent a vessel to Peter and says, all the animals and beasts and the creeping things, Peter, get up and kill and eat. And this is not unclean, this is clean. So what people thought, hey, God made everything clean now, let's eat anything. And then there is another word says in the Word of God, if you want to eat your food, pray over it, and it will be sanctified and eat. So what people start thinking, even though if I have pork, if you have any other things which is not good for me, I will pray over it and he will sanctify that food and that's okay. And that's what Christians are doing. Now one person was saying, can you take a garbage and put it in front of you and pray over that garbage and eat? What would happen? You will be tempting God. You know what is bad and you're not telling God to sanctify it and eat it. So that's why the people are doing it. That's why people are sick and dying. True. Now, other day one man was saying, pig eats some kind of dirty stuff. But there is no system in pig's body can bring the toxics out. That toxics, whatever he eats, is absorbed in his flesh. So what happened when you eat pig? You eating what the toxic ate. And he said that those shellfish, you know, everybody likes it. He said the shellfish is like stays in the bottom of the sea. What it does, what the fish drops, the dripplings, does waste products. These things they eat and they keep the water clean. And you go and eat the shellfish, means you get all the disease. So the people should know what is good and what is bad. So that's why God gave the law, what is good and what is not good. But the people today said, well, we can sanctify the food. Okay, I tell you, the Word of God says, if somebody gives you deadly poisonous things, it will not harm you. Okay? Do we go and get the poison and start eating? Yeah. No. But if somebody gives to you, and you didn't know, or even though you know and you somebody's testing, I told you if you didn't hear, I'm telling you now. One day I was going in the market street, means not in here, in another country, and there were so many people were there, and one man standing on his foot, and he's saying, listen to me, and we want to build the Hindu temple. And I stood there and said, Lord, what am I going to do here? And the Spirit of God told me to preach. Now, it looks foolish. All Hindus, and I'm a alone Christian, they're not going to listen to me. So I stood there until the man finishes his preaching. And then one man comes to me and he says, could you give me $10 towards the building fund? We are going to build the temple. I said, can I say some few words before I can do anything? Then he goes to his priest and asks the permission. And he said, okay, go ahead. And then I stood there and took the book of Acts and said, God doesn't live in a handmade temple. What kind of temple you're going to build for me? And I preached there a couple of hours. And then I had the appointment. So I said, I have to go and I'll come back. But the man who was a priest, he said, you're not going anywhere. He said, you have your mother's milk on your lips. What does it mean? He's too young. to preach here. We are grown up people, and you're telling about another religion. We will not let you go until you drink this. And he went behind me, and I'm talking. And he went behind me, and the other believer was watching. He took a jar, he put a white powder in it, shook, you know, and then he said, drink this. And so the other brother started telling me in a different language, because we were in Gujarat state, and the person who was in South Indian, he's telling me in Malayalam, so this Gujarati will not understand. He said, don't drink, because I saw him putting some poison. Now, I could have just simply say, the other guy says, you put poison, I'm not drinking. He said, I'm not going to let you go, and if you can survive with this, what I gave you to drink, then I believe your God is true God. So I am in a test now. So I said, I'm not thirsty. He said, you thirsty or not, drink this. So I took it, put my hand over it, and prayed. I said, Lord, your word says in Mark chapter 16, if I drink anything deadly poisonous thing, it will not harm me. So according to your word, I'm going to do it now. Let these people know my God is greater than their God. And I drank it and gave empty jar to him. We went to another place for a meeting, and we came back 9 o'clock. These people were camping there for 6 months. And they were raising funds and they wanted to be there.
Okay, let's go back verse 25.
For circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision.
Okay, now somebody says, what is this? Circumcision and uncircumcision. Now somebody, the God gave law, first law to Abraham to do circumcision. Circumcision was like an oath or a covenant with God. So if you know what the circumcision is, means your heart should be tuned with God and you follow the Lord. Circumcision will make you a difference between unsaved people or heathen and Jewish. So that was the sign. Now you are belong to God and those people are not belong to God. So they did circumcision. Now what happened? They're doing circumcision because it's the law, but their heart is not with God. So God says, what is use? You're going to church, but you don't listen to the word of God. You have a Bible in your hand, but you don't read the Bible. There is nothing useful going to church, and that church will make you go to heaven. A few minutes ago, somebody said, you can be born in the church and die in the church, and if you don't have Jesus in you, you still go to hell. Doesn't matter you are in the church, but if you don't have Jesus. So here he's saying you did circumcision, but you are not understanding why the circumcision was done. Circumcision was done to obey God. Circumcision was done to follow God. Circumcision was done to identify you are a Jewish people and not heathen. So you have to follow me and listen to me. But you are not doing it. Let's read 26.
Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision?
Now, what he's trying to say? Therefore, if the uncircumcision keeps the righteousness of the law. What does it mean? He says this, some person like a Cornelius, he was not circumcised man, but he obeyed the law. And God says, your prayer are answered, and your giving is answered, and I love you. Go and get the Peter so he can tell you about God. Means God was pleased. But if you do circumcision and don't listen to God, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. Even though you are circumcised, but there is no use of it. Okay, we are going to finish these three words, then I'll take the question. Okay, go ahead. 27.
And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, having fulfilled the law, judge thee, who by the letter of circumcision dost transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh.
Okay, what God is saying? God is saying, you are not Jew because you just circumcised. You are Jew because you are my people. I have chosen you. You follow me. if you don't want to follow me and you want to follow the idols and you want to follow the idol gods and do wrong thing, I will not call you Jew. You understand? Doesn't mean anything. Somebody says, I'm a Christian and I'm doing all the sinful activity. He's not a Christian. That's what it is. Okay, let's read the verse 29.
But he is a Jew which is one inwardly. Circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.
Right. Now this time, God makes it clear to the people. He says, circumcision is not by flesh. Circumcision is heart. What does it mean? When you cut the skin and make a circumcision, it hurts, right? When you do circumcision in your heart, what happens? It pricks.
Yes.
That means your heart should be pricked by sinful activities and you should be repented and crying to God that my sin is hurting me. I want to live a clean and holy life. Though the circumcision, that means repentance of heart and change of heart. That's what God wants. Now somebody will say, Saul or Paul made it up because he is going against the law. Jewish law says do circumcision. Now Paul says circumcision is not outward circumcision. Circumcision should be your heart.
Inward.
Inward circumcision. Now somebody will say, oh, Paul is teaching us wrong thing. That's why the people came after him. Okay, let's go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 4. What Paul was saying according to the word of God or not.
Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskins of your heart. Men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings.
Right. Now what is trying to say, Israeli people? Do the circumcision of your heart. What does it mean? If you don't repent, you are going to pay the penalty.
Yes.
Not because you circumcise everybody going to go to heaven. He says if your heart is not changed and if you're not listening to me, you are going to go to hell. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 16.
Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no more stiff-necked.
Now what is trying to say? Circumcise your heart and be not be what? Stiff-necked. What do you mean stiff-necked? Stubborn. Not listening to God. Doing anything you want to do. He said, now I want to see change in your heart. Circumcision of the heart is the one God wants. Not the in the letter means not according to the law circumcision of the flesh, but the circumcision is circumcision of your heart. That's what God wants. And that's what he's establishing Paul in the book of Romans. Telling them, don't brag yourself because you are Jewish. God wants the change of heart. And if somebody is born again child of God, he doesn't have to go and circumcise because his heart is circumcised, and that's what God wants. If your heart is circumcised, you don't have to go and do physical circumcision. That's what he is trying to say. Okay, well, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 6.
And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live.
Okay. Now God told Abraham to circumcise, right? Now here he says God is going to circumcise. Now if God circumcised, he said, he's not going to circumcise your flesh, he's going to circumcise your heart. Not only your heart, your children's heart, and everybody's heart. So what does it mean? If I get saved, I have to tell my family. That's what he says. If you got saved, then your family will be saved. And then your town will be saved. Your city will be saved. The whole world can be saved. But I have to circumcise my heart. So that's what he's saying. Let's read now back again. Romans chapter 2 verse 29. We're going to finish it. Here he says God will do it. Okay, go ahead.
But he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, and the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men. But of God.
Amen. So he says God is doing the circumcision of heart. And he says, I'll do it. Now when did he do it? When we learned Peter preached, Jesus preached, John the Baptist preached, and what was they preaching? Repent. What does it mean? circumcise your heart, turn to God. And that's what the Paul is trying to say. God is not looking outward Jew, he is looking inward Jew. So now who are we? We are real Jew in the spirit, because we are adopted in the Jewish family. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. If our heart is not right with God, we won't be in the family of God. So we don't have to go and do circumcise by flesh. We have to do circumcise of our heart. Circumcise of our heart means what? Repent, turn to God, and live a godly life. We are going to finish here.